It is SNY.TV's The Juice on the Cuse podcast, covering Syracuse basketball, lacrosse, and football.
Today on The Juice on the Cuse podcast on SNY.TV, we'll be talking about Syracuse recruiting and two wins for the football team. I'm Wes Chang, and I want to give you a little bit of a programming note. The Juice on the Cuse can now be found on the SNY.TV Syracuse podcast feed. This is going to be the feed where you can get this show every week, along with some other great Syracuse audio content for the future. Please click on the link in the player or below the player to subscribe to the new feed. The current Juice on the Cuse individual feed will soon be removed, so if you have already subscribed there, you have to resubscribe to the SNY.TV Syracuse podcast feed. Same show, different channel. The show will be posted on the site as always, and this is for current and hopefully future subscribers. Remember, click the link or search iTunes for the SNY.TV Syracuse podcast feed. My guest today is Ryan Murray from CuseConfidential.com, part of the Rivals.com network. Ryan, pleasure to have you on this podcast.
Good to be here, Wes.
Ryan, I wanted to start you on this one. One of the top prospects Syracuse is pursuing right now is New York City defensive lineman Thomas Holley. How good is he, and how strong are the chances Syracuse have at landing him?
Thomas Holley is definitely deserving of his ranking and the notoriety he's getting this year. He's got the great size at around 6'4", 6'5", and a defensive tackle that's under 300 pounds. It's coming in around the 280 mark. So he's a big body, high motor guy, and he's got great footwork because he used to play basketball, and at one time he was one of the top basketball recruits in the state of New York. And then he switched to football and saw the brighter future there. And he's just bringing all of his work ethic and athleticism into his defensive tackle position. And he is one of the top defensive tackles on the East Coast, if not maybe number one overall in the country. That's an argument for a different day and many different people. And Syracuse, as far as they go right now with their chances, they're pretty good. They're sitting in the top five range, working out an official visit for him in the next few weeks. And they were actually just in town yesterday and saw him practice and everything. So Syracuse has a good chance, but there's a lot of big schools that are in the mix, like Ohio State, Penn State, schools like that. So it's still an uphill battle, but Syracuse is in a pretty solid spot right now.
So let's talk about another recruit that you posted about earlier in the week on CuseConfidential.com. Illinois linebacker Niles Skies. You wrote earlier he's thinking about an official to Syracuse. What do Orange fans need to know about him?
Well, he goes along perfectly with what Syracuse is bringing in at linebacker with Zaire Franklin, Colton Moskal, Paris Bennett, and Jason Cabinda. He's a guy with great size and a high motor guy. And it seems like Syracuse is going to be making a push to have a strong linebacker unit to kind of anchor that defense. And what they're bringing in with all their guys are just high-character guys that can really move on the football field, play either outside linebacker or move to the inside. So these guys are very versatile. All of them are very versatile. And Niall Sykes is one of those guys that's still looking for that official visit. He hasn't been up to Syracuse yet, but he's been liking Syracuse from day one since that offer came in. So he's just that can help out Syracuse on special teams as soon as he steps on campus, and then move into a starting linebacker role. So there's a very high ceiling with all the linebacker recruits, including Niall Sykes.
So who else should Syracuse fans be on the lookout for in that 2014 class?
Well, pardon me. Right now, Aaron Roberts is another guy that's looking at Syracuse. He should be on campus if all goes right for the Clemson game. He's a decent offensive guard from out of the Chicago area. And then when you look at prospects, there's Justin Hughes, another linebacker from out of Georgia. Lubrin Figaro is a defensive back. Syracuse is recruiting him as an athlete. He's there. Mike Johnson, a lot of defensive backs. Mike Johnson, Andre Godfrey are a couple more names right there. So right now, Syracuse's class, it's far from done, and we've got a lot of work to do and possibly maybe some flips down the road. Harold Landry is a defensive end that's committed to Boston College. I talked to him last night. Asked him if Boston College was still, if he was still solid to Boston College. He didn't answer that question, but he did say that Syracuse, he was interested in what Syracuse had to offer, and that Syracuse was coming down to see his practice today.
So let's switch tracks and go to basketball right now. You know, we know that Syracuse has two commits in the 2014 class. Are they done? Because I know they have a scholarship available, but are they going to keep that scholarship in their pocket for 2015?
Right now, it does look that way, that the class is done. Isaiah Whitehead was out there. Good Luck Okenbaugh was out there. But those guys have now committed to Whitehead to Seton Hall. And then Good Luck is finishing up his official visits, and Syracuse is not one of them. So most likely they're done there, and they're going to concentrate on the 2015 class, which has a possibility to be one of the has had in a while.
Now, one of those 2015 guys that you spoke with early in the week, and I make sure I'm pronouncing this right, Mustafa Deng?
Yeah, that's correct.
They're recruiting him pretty hard. Tell us a little bit about him for fans that haven't heard about Deng yet.
Yeah, Mustafa is one of the highest rising players in his class. Last year when he first got to America, he was a borderline top 150 guy, maybe on the outside looking in, and then he moved up after his basketball season last year. He just continues to move up, and now he's sitting at around the number 25 range, and he's about three or four spots off from possibly being a five-star kid. So he's got a very good upside. His offensive game is right on par with you know, probably an incoming freshman already. His defense is there. He's a great shot blocker. There's just a lot of and before all is said and done, he could be a top 10 McDonald's All-American type basketball player.
I'll get you out of here on this one, Ryan. Another recruit that Syracuse is going hard after in that 2015 class, Isaiah Briscoe of Roselle Catholic. Where does Syracuse figure in for that?
Syracuse right now is not figuring in too much. It looks like Briscoe and Syracuse might be parting ways. It could be one of these things where in recruiting, some teams fly interest at one time and then they back off and try to see what else is out there. But right now, it doesn't look like Syracuse and Isaiah Briscoe are really on the same page. Right now, it looks like Arizona might be the school to beat for Isaiah Briscoe.
Excellent stuff, Ryan. Again, CuseConfidential.com for some great Syracuse coverage. Ryan, thanks so much. Appreciate you being on. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, no problem, Wes. Anytime.
Take care, Ryan. Again, Ryan Murray, CuseConfidential.com. Always great to talk to him. He knows a lot about his recruiting. I'm going to go off on my own for a little bit right now and talk about Syracuse's 52-17 drubbing of Tulane. Mostly I want to talk about Terrell Hunt, 181 yards throwing, four touchdowns, and one rushing touchdown for Terrell. And I think, obviously, Syracuse has found its starting quarterback for the season. Terrell Hunt's giving you a lot more options, both on the ground and through the air, than Drew Allen. You saw Drew Allen's struggles against Penn State, and you saw Drew Allen's struggles specifically against Northwestern. And, you know, I understand that Wagner and I understand that Tulane are not those two teams, but you can see the difference and the impact that Terrell Hunt's had in these two games. He's doing a great job, and Syracuse has a tough game coming up. They have a bye week, and then they go into play number 4 Clemson at home. But I think Terrell Hunt's a player that really changes the dynamic of this team. And I'm not saying they're going to beat Clemson. I'm not saying they're going to topple the number 3 team in the country and a national championship contender. What I am saying is that I think Terrell Hunt gives them the ability to compete, and they can at least stick with them until the second half, possibly the fourth quarter, and make the game interesting, which I think is all Scott Schaefer can ask for in his first year. So I was very impressed with Hunt. I liked the reads and progressions he was making. And I really do think that Syracuse can give the Tigers a run for their money. My prediction is going to be a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be 42-35. I do think that Clemson is going to pull away in that fourth quarter and kind of even up the margin to about 14 points, and Syracuse will kind of tack on a late touchdown. But I do see Syracuse staying with Clemson until the fourth quarter. Another interesting thing that I wanted to talk about was the blue uniforms that Syracuse wore. My colleague Brad Bierman, editor-in-chief of the site, had a great column where he's talking about how Nike's basically messed with the tradition. And this was his closing thought last week, and he expanded in his weekly Orange Watch on Tuesday, how I understand that Nike wants to make money and they want to make new uniforms, but they don't have to put the new uniforms for every single game. So I'm hoping that against Clemson, I know it's going to be a nationally televised game. It's going to be on ESPN, probably in somewhere in the afternoon range. But I'm really hoping that they keep the traditional uniforms and go back to them. My closing thoughts this week are going to be on Syracuse basketball, though. The Post-Standard's Donna Dietota reporting that Orange Madness will be on October 18th. It's about 3 weeks away, and I'm getting really excited for the start of the college basketball season. They're already talking about Jeremy Grant being an NBA prospect on ESPN.com. CJ Fair mentioned as a potential All-American candidate, and I'm seeing a lot of good things about Tyler Ennis. So the basketball season starting, this is the best time of the year, in my opinion. Football's in full swing, and basketball's not that far around the corner. So that's it for us. This is Wes Chang reminding you that volunteering is for suckers. Did you know that volunteers don't even get paid for the stuff they do? You've been listening to the Juice on the Cuse podcast on SNY.TV, and we'll see you next time.
Looking for a fun way to win 25 times your money this football and basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/play100 and use code play100. That's code play100 at prizepicks.com/play100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.